Even Soderbergh, the director of Ocean's 11, and Aaron Brockovich has made more than 30 films, many after 2013 when he said he was retiring. So his legacy seems secure, and he keeps adding to it. Critic Bob Bondello says that his latest film, The Christophers, is a twisty, tricky dramedy about a long-famous artist and his legacy.
The children of Julian Sklar, a once-renowned but now past-his-prime painter, have approached art restorer Lori Butler with a proposal. They want her to finish some of their father's early but never-seen portraits.
It's 8 unfinished canvases.
From Dad's only remaining good period, which he abandoned.
You said this was a restoration job.
It is.
It's a forgery job.
What? No, God, no. We're trying to... get you to do is merely complete them.
By forging through them.
The reason is, well, greed. The portraits are a third set in a series known as The Christophers, and while Sklar's later work goes for peanuts...
A piece from Dad's first set of Christophers sold at a Russian auction for $3 million plus. A piece from the second set...
All Lori has to do is sign on as his assistant, find the canvases in a storeroom, complete them, and put them back to be discovered after he dies. These two, played by James Corden and Jessica Gunning, have even set up an interview for Lori, though she can barely get a word in.
This isn't about the unfinished Christophers, is it? I won't paint them. I can't paint them. And please don't ask. Please don't even speak of them.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, my children are obsessed with them, and I wouldn't have put it past them if this had been somehow about that.
Ian McKellen makes Sklar a blustering wonder, which contrasts neatly with Michaela Cole's mostly reserved Lori. As pictured by director Steven Soderbergh and writer Ed Solomon, the two are oil and water color, as it were. Each plays by different rules.
You said that you weren't an artist.
Actually, you said that.
Well, I swear that we had that conversation yesterday.
There was speaking, if that's what you mean.
Lori gives as good as she gets, and she does get hired, at which point hidden agendas come into play, along with blackmail, betrayal, double crosses, and from a master who feels threatened, a master stroke. He decides to burn the Christophers.
And I have been up all night, and I shan't sleep until they are smoldering ash.
I'm curious what kept you awake.
Cascading memories of wrongs done to me since my childhood. They came as from a kinetoscope. Look it up, it's with a K. Now to the fire pit, follow me, or I shall burn them myself.
Why does he feel so strongly? Well, that's a story that Lori may understand better than Sklar does himself, just as she gets why he started selling his paintings at bargain basement prices years ago, claiming to protest art world commercialism.
It was a move that gave you cover to pretend it was you who was in control of his own downfall.
This is a worthy opponent, and Sklar knows it.
It's not that I don't trust you, Lori. It's just that I don't trust you.
Soderbergh's trust is placed firmly in his performers, McKellen bloviating and cajoling, while Cole keeps her powder dry for a steely takedown when he needs putting in his place, all in the service of a film that could have settled for being a masterclass in technique, but instead goes deeper, exploring questions of artistry, authorship, legacy.
I've no problem with questions, Lori. It's the answers that I can't be bothered with.
Happily, Soderbergh and company can be bothered, and the answers the Christophers provides are as artful as anyone might wish. I'm Bob Mondello.